So, Pasha for Yikra, we have the Davis. It's the beginning of Sefer of Karbanis, and we have all different Karbanis. Most of it seems to be, it has a certain Seder to it. You have Karmoila, different forms of Karmoila. You have the Minchas. You have the Karm Shlamim. Then you get the Chatas. So in Karm Chatas, you have the different Hagdoras of major Chatos. So you have Koina Mashiach, that's one type of Chatas. You have Par Helm Dava, this is Kolk Klal Yisrael, that's two. The Nasi, that's three. And then if anybody else does an Avera. So we have four different types of Chatos, and that's that. Then we have Karm Olaviyoret, which is a variation of Chatas. It's a type of Chatas that the Torah was a little bit more lenient, I guess, in that sense. It's something which you can bring a more expensive one, a cheaper one, depending on the person, or maybe it's a Chumrah, Al Kapanim. It's a different category. Finally, we have two different averis that are the etzem, have a different category to themselves, and it's called mal. Vaydabash Hamosh Aleimor, nefesh kisimol mal v'chota b'shkogim kach Hashem. So the first one we have is and veyves Hashem l'Hashem. We have Mi'ilah, the Halacha of Mi'ilah as we know it to be. So it's a special type of chet that is called a mal. And then you have a parsha of Nefesh Kisechta Mo'al Mal Bashem, V'kichesh Bamisa V'pikodne V'sumas Yad V'gozer Osir Es Amisoi V'aymotza Aveda V'kichesh V'nishval Sheker. So this is a type of a shvua sheker, where the person denied somebody his money, different ifanim, and that's how he got. That's how he came to be nishvah sheker. And b'meila he's chayav a special, he's chayav a special carbon, and that's called also mala mal b'ashem. So we have two items here that are described in terms of mal of. So there's some sort of common denominator of the two, of all the chatos. The other chatos are really distinctions in personnel, and in the, and here we have a gather of the new type of chet that's associated with a mal. One other place where the Torah uses that terminology in Parshas Nosoi, when it speaks about the carbon, or the parish of a Saita. So it says, it's interesting, over there we also have, Dalvi Sol Isha Ishki Asim Kochatz Adam Limal Mal Bashem is Gezel Nishbal Sheker. Reconfirm Gezel Nishbal Sheker again. And then we have Saita. So if we're to ask ourselves the three places where we have Averis in the Torah that are called Mal, are mi'ilah as we know it, when a person takes something from Hegdish, nishba l'sheker, and where the and the case of Saita. Those are three inyanim. In Tanakh, it's used occasionally to talk about Klal Yisrael doing bad na Kadosh Baruch Hu and being moil na Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does mi'ilah mean? There are two medrashim that almost they say it very emphatically, and each one says it very differently. In Parshas Nosai on Mal, the medrash says Limol Mal Ein Meila B'Chol Mokim Ela Shikur. Meila is a lie, being meshaker. The chenu oimelik says in the pasuk vayimalu belekev vaysehem vayimel vayimel neisol mal becherem vayimel yamashol bemal ashamal. In all these cases, it's an inyan of sheker. Not quite clear in each case what that sheker is. It's not. It doesn't mean sheker in the way we understand it to lie simply. It means something else. He did wrong, and that's called mal. And Chazal from here bring a right at sheker. That's what Chazal in Medrash Rabbah over there say, and that's really what the Targum here says. The Targum taiches enash areyecho v'yishakeshkar kodam Hashem. Mila is taiched sheker in the places where it's written. The Gemara and Rashi over here say almost with the same emphasis, kisimol mal ein meila b'chol makom el shinui. Mila is a shinui. V'cheinu oime v'yimalu b'lekeh v'yseim v'yizanech elkeh ha'aretz. Achei elkeh ha'aretz. V'cheinu oime b'seitem ola b'mal. So from the same pasuk, Vayim Lumal, he says it's the word is shinui. Now, the truth is, in Lashon of Chazal and Torah, is some degree, I guess, the word shinui is used in conjunction with sheker. Like it says, if somebody's mishane b'diburo, that means it was a sheker, it was mishaker. But it's hard to understand really what is the word. Why doesn't the Gemara use the word sheker? It's a much when being mishane b'diburoi is two words. In other words, it's an awkward phraseology. There's a word for it called sheker. A person who says something that isn't is a shakran. So the word sheker is a very powerful word. Means exactly that. The word shinui seems to be a sort of a semi-euphemism. It's like the person, you know, his words don't accurately reflect the reality. It's another word for lie. So why doesn't we use sheker? The Chazal in Bamidbar Rabba seems to be the most accurate version of it. Sheker, and that's that. It's interesting. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that uses the word shinui to describe bad people. It says, to pasuk Mishlei Chof Dal Chof Aleph, Yirei es Hashem bni v'melech, you should have yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of a melech. In other words, a person shouldn't be married by malchus and so on. Im shoinim al tis arif. Don't get associated with shoinim. So Rashi learns that ha'oimim shtei reshuyos yesh. Shoinim are people meloshon shniyos, people that lokin emuna. So that makes sense. The pasuk, the Goyin says over here that shoinim means people that do bad, that they are they were once good. Similar, it's not the same word, like a shano pirishnik. Avodah shana means learned, but he says shoinim means people who have gone off the derech. Im shoinim al tisarif, people who have changed, don't associate with them. So the Goyin it says that the pasuk here is speaking about a specific type of ra. Why is it worse to associate with a Shana Pirish than with someone who's a Rasha? The main thing is we're influenced by Rishoyim. People who are around us and they do bad things and they steal and they cheat and they're Isaac and Taivas have Ashpa on us. It's, the Mashmos here is that there is a worse effect of a shoyne, of someone who's a shoyne pirish. And again, the word shoyne means, it doesn't mean shoyne pirish, but I'm just using the word because it's a correct description of what the guy says, to mean that that's a worse type of association. So you have the word a shoyne used in a very pejorative term. The Metzudah says shoyne means people who don't do what the Melech tells them to do. That's quite a simple pshat in the pasuk. But Al-Gabon, the Goyin is madgish that the word shoinim here comes to associate people that are that were good and then turned off. One more place that we find the word mila that we've been Isaac in, and that kind of is a little bit strange to us, is the musig of mila in brachas. We spoke about it a little bit, that it says that if a person eats without making bracha, it's like he's moil behegdish, and once he makes a bracha, it's good. So those are the inyanim. So there's a parasha of the Torah, a special parasha of ra, that's called mi'ila, and the Torah singles it out as needing unique types of kapara, as opposed to regular averis, which have the generic chatos. This is a type of aver that has each one as its own parasha. Me'ila has its own parasha of Tashlumin, and the Me'ila of Nishba also requires certain Tashlumin, and then the Soita has its Bechal's own parasha. So those, the category of Me'ila is a very different type of Avera. And try to understand a little bit what Me'ila means. So let's understand a little bit, let's understand what's the inyan of emes and sheker, the musig of the musig of a mila as expressed in the term sheker, which doesn't seem to be quite any avera you do is a bit avera. The musig of sheker over here is the core definition, and then we'll understand why the sheker is really under the category of shinui. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sheirish is emes. And like we said many times, the word emes, as associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not easy to define. Because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lie is not a mile on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it doesn't say anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lie? So that's first of all, that's simply a lack of a maila, of a chisaron. When somebody tells the truth, the only reason why we're so nispo from somebody who tells the truth is that it's so rare. But be'etzim, telling the truth should be like the default. No, lie is a chisaron. To say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes almost seems to be saying like he's not ra, which is not a mile of any sort. But yet, emes is the most central description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that description of emes? So there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains about Kai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'noichi netatich soireik, kuloi zera emes. I planted Klal Yisrael with shoots that are all shoots that are all from very good stock. How did you become a wild geffen, not good geffen? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's input into this world is potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world the Dvar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with a layer of potential and let the world alone so that the potential realize itself. There's a Gevaldik Ikrim. The Ikrim speaks about half a part of the Ikrim we do a lot of times Shabbos morning. The Ikrim says that the man's metzias in this world is potential. He says in the pasuk Moisa ha'adam in abehema ayin, aleph yud nun. The word ayin does not mean none. The word ayin is a negative word, but it doesn't mean a total negation. Because it should have said Ein Moisa Ha'adam and Abehema. That's the right way of saying there is no difference. Ayin is the nothing where something should be. In other words, if I, the word Lashon Kodesh, me'ayin basa, where are you coming from? So it means I expect it to be. There's a place that you came from. I know you came from somewhere, but it's ne'elam from me. Me'ayin basa. You seem to have just popped up. Where are you coming from? Let's give another example. If somebody walks into a bakery store and he asks for a loaf of bread, so the answer is, might be, we're out of it. We don't have any, but we don't have any in the sense of there should have been bread here. We don't happen to have. If I walk into a bakery store and I ask for a pair of shoes, the answer is not we don't have any. The answer is you made a mistake. You're in the wrong store. That question is meaningless. What kind of question is it? Do you have a pair of shoes? Just meaningless. The ayin is not a negation of none. Ayin is, it is yet to be. It has potential to be here. So I could answer, umayis adam and abeima ayin, the Ikrim says, means the difference between adam and abeima is not in what is, but what could be. Adam has potential to become Daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and a behemah is just a behemah, and that's all. So Moshe and Oyen doesn't mean there is no difference in man and behemah. It means the difference in man and behemah is as yet to be, has not been realized yet, lies in the potential of realization. That's what the Ikrim says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the big picture, which is Adam, basically, Avodas Adam, as a tzura of potential. There's the Dvar Hashem. He seeded the world, similar to like Rashi says, everything was created the first day and was laying under the surface, and it came to be on its proper day. So the Dvar Hashem created a metzius in the world that is there in potential, but needs to be realized. Avodas Adam, Hashkacha, is the allowing those seeds to flower. That's avoda, and that's hashkacha in the sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings it out. The nekuda of sheker and emes is chal on that nekuda. The comparison of the sheirish of the seed to the fully realized seed, and it's matching up exactly, is called emes. So every Dvar Hashem, starting from Bracious Nami Mai Mahave, until the Dvar Hashem that he spoke B'Yad Malachi, and every Ratz Hashem afterwards, those are the Sheirish, and the actualization of that Sheirish is called emes. That's emes and sheker as Kaviyachol Kapta Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pasuk. Vanoich netatich soirei kuloi zera emes, ve'eich nepachtli suri gefen hagefen nachriya. That's the biggest tiny kaiyos. The netiyah was kuloi emes, and I planted Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. How could I get oiv davar zara from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov from that sheirish? That's the sheirish of emes and sheker by Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Avodas Adam, there are many mitzvahs and many averis, and when a person doesn't quite do what he's supposed to do, then the person is in a sense he's falsifying. Like it says over here, by being over the Avodah Zarah, there's a falsification. He claims to show that Kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what grows out into Metzius is not quite what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in, and either he's making a mockery of the Zera Emes and saying they're not Zera Emes, or he's distorting what the Zera Emes was. The concept of a Shinui is also that sense. The Shinui is the disparity between what should be and what is. So when we're talking about being mishane, you have to understand, let's talk about it a second, the word to be mishane, to shinuyim. There's, the logical sense of the word shinui is only in contrast to the commonness. Lemarshal, if I have a pair of identical twins, I say, you know, but if you look carefully, there's a difference. He has a dot here, he doesn't have a dot here. He tilts his head in a certain way, he doesn't tilt his head in a certain way. Oh, that's where the word shinui has some meaning. If I have apples, many, many apples, and I take somebody and I say, listen, if you look at them carefully, there are differences between them. This apple is bigger, smaller, redder, whatever it is. But when I have things that are be'etzem, not coming from a common sheirish, if I tell somebody, you know, apples and oranges are different, well, yeah, that's what one's called an apple, one's called an orange. If I tell somebody apples and rocks are different, it even has less, it has less mashmos to it. The word different is when you expect it to come, I say, you know, these two people are brothers, but they're different. The word different has meaning because it comes on the background of sameness. So when a person is mishane, it's because there should have been a hemshich, and yet the mitzvah, the teva dvarim, a sheirish is an indicator of the hemshich, and I change it. So the word change is always apropos into something that it was expected to have been the same. You know, when I say a person wears different shirts every day, we say, yes, he changes a shirt, but I don't say, well, he changes shirts every day. If it's the same type of shirt, it's just clean. I use the word change like as a verb, but I don't say I know the change. It doesn't have any mashmos over there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a certain sheirish, and that's the Dvar Hashem, and that's the Divrei Nevuah, and then it's meant to unfold itself and realize itself. There are a few places in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to imitate the process. An extraordinary thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to generate a metzius with dibur, and then we are and to carry it through not only from after dibur. So lemashal, matzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us chitim and tzitz mitzrayim, and he told us fulfill the psukim in Shmois. There are mitzvahs. There are three areas that a person can generate the etzem kedusha through his dibur, and be doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isim from A to Z. There's a chazal I think it's by Yishlach about Yaakov Avinu, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boirei Lames Tzadikim, also Boirei Lames. One is hegdish. A person can take chulin and take it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He creates the hegdish with his dibur. Secondly, shvua, where a person creates a dibur with a shvua. That's two. And the third one is ktushin, where ishus, that a person creates with ma'is and dibur, he creates the metzius, the very seed of it he creates, and then the person is expected to fulfill it. So an isha's muteris, until by being mekadish her, she becomes an eshes ish. So the person creates, human beings creates the kedusha of eshes ish, and expected to follow it. She wasn't an eshes ish by birth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create an eshes ish. We created that. In yonim of dibur and aflo, there's actually a shaila in the Gemara Nedarim. Yesh me'ila b'koinamis or not. When a person makes a neder, could be that there be me'ila in all Nedarim. That's a second area. And a third area is Kodesh itself, where a person creates a metzius of Hegdish, and it's from nothing. This chayfet itself was a normal behema, this chayfet itself was a normal rak. By being makdishit to Kodesh, I create the potential that needs to be realized. In those areas, if the person, those are the areas where a person being mishana, and the word being mishana is not just a description of it, you know, kind of a nice way of saying it. Lahalacha, the Gemara in Me'ila uses the concept of shinui as a prerequisite. It has to be, if a person is nena without being mishana it, or he's not mishana mishus to rishus, if it's in the same rishus, it has no me'ila. It's a halachic term. The Gemara uses it. Rashi uses it in a few places. Rashbam. These are all in yanim that are halach lemaisa. Hegdash requires some sort of shinui, either being mishana mishus or shus or mishana lechefet or whatever it is. What the person is doing is he is twisting. He's misaligning the shoresh of it to the realization of it. That is me'ila, and it's miyuchid to those in yanim that the person was supposed to have been conveyed something in a certain way and then changed it. So it's a sheker. It's a sheker in the sense, it's lav dafka that I lied. It's sheker means where I misalign one from the other, and b'meila, the shin and the shek in this case is similar, each one with a different knetch. It falls under the large rubric of sheker, and specifically the maisa is a maisa being mishana. Let's go back and understand the parashas that way. Of all the chatoyim, of all the things that we did wrong, the word chet, the Maral says, means like to miss the target. Lachta es hamatara. Chet refers to where something doesn't reach the destination that it's supposed to have reached. It's a shortfall. So in the world of chet, there's a special area reserved for me'ila. Because me'ila is where a person's stake in the Avera, in the mitzvah, was much bigger. The person was actually the one who generated the emes. He was the one who planted that zera emes. And the me'ila, by the person distorting it, he is destroying it. The quality of not being, of that being the core inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Ashkacha, it's a pasuk in Malachi. It says, "Ki ani Hashem lo shonisi, va'atem bnei Yaakov lo chilisem." So Rashi says, "Af al pi shnei marich api, lo shino daiti olaymi berishoina, leo v'sarab lisnes atoiv." In other words, "Ani Hashem lo shonisi" is the yisoid of understanding Dark HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's not a change of destination, it's a detour. Afal pishni marich api, leishino daiti olaim ribershoina leva sarav lisna satoiv. So he says, there is no such thing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever changed the destination, despite the fact that the road changed. V'leinochem alekim d'achatz plishtim, that exists. That's hashkacha, that's hanhaga. But it doesn't, but there's never ever a change in the destination. And then he says, v'adam ne'yisro le'kilisem, so Rashi says, einchem kolam elefonai, v'inachti li'anifoshes ligbois mehem dini b'gehenem. In other words, even though we don't see the oisfi of the hashkacha v'akadosh baruch hu, that Ra, we don't see Ra gets punished, he says, no, You're not finished. There's going to be a hemshich so that the emes of the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in this world is fulfilled. So in the last nevuah, this is the last diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a guideline for Achris Hayomim, that Kini Hashem lois shanisi v'atam yakel chalisem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is never mishtaneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, what we call a shinui, is a detour is not a shinui, because the end and the shayrish match up. So whatever the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that ra is bad and toiv is good, that ra is seifo nidoin and toiv is seifo to stay around, all of that happens to be true. In the Avodas Adam, there is and that's maybe why in Mishlei the Goyen on the pasuk im shenim al tisarev says the hadgosh is on someone who's a shana pirish. Again, he's not using that lashon, but that's the best lashon to describe it. Because let's take a look about this. A person contrasts himself. A person comes into contact with, let's say, an akum, someone that never ever grew up the way he grew up, and he sees bad anhagis. So those anhagis are mashpia only bechitzonius. This person is having a great time. This person eats mikol habol yodoy, drinks mikol habol yodoy, lives hefka. Taiva likes hefka, and I might be mushpa that this person is to be like that person. That's the danger of associating, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is mavdil from Klai Yisrael with Umas Olam a different way. But there's a much deeper problem when you're dealing with a Shana Pirish. If someone comes to me and says, you know, I was exactly like you. I also learned in Yeshiva a lot, and I heard every shmuz you heard and learned every sugi you learned. But you don't, just because that's where you come from, doesn't mean that that's what you have to be. You could segue into being a Shana Pirishnik. You see that Shairish is not Mechayev in Erlich Yid. It could possibly be someone else also. The Lashon is very Meduyek. It says, you know, Im Shainim Altis Arev. Being Mis Arev is like Veis Arvu Bagoyim Lam Naseim. You only learn from somebody when you perceive him as being of the same sort. So if somebody tells me that he finds this and this medication to be good, if we're suffering from a similar machla, then it's meaningful. If we don't have a similar machla or similar issues, then it's a meaningless statement. The only time I'm affected by a person when I perceive him to be like me. He grew up in Africa. I grew up here, so of course I don't expect that the maisim that are good for him are good for me. I just might like them because of taiva. But when someone has the same shayrish as I do, but he says, you know, that shayrish branches off in many different mahalchim, and shanu pirish is one of them. That's a big mashpia. So in shanim of this arev, there's a special knetch of not associating with shanu pirish because that's the most mashpia. I'd like to take this inyan over to another inyan, which is halachically given as a midas chasidus, but bi'onkai, it's something that should follow from this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that Rav Tavis, I think it was said, it was one of the Rabbanan, I think it was Rav Tavis Shmei, that even if they would give him kol chalala dalma, would not be mishanim dibure, and it says, and he was on Rav Papa, I think it says it was Deiva Emes Belvavai. And the cases were where they had in mind to do X. So in Halacha, until you don't make a Kinyan, the Kinyan is not Chal. Chazal will maskia kesef from being Koine Metaltin. And if you gave money, you don't have to fulfill the agreement because the Kinyan is not Chal. It doesn't mean shapara. It's also to do it. It's bad. There's an einish. But let's say a person just said that he'll do something, or let's say a person thought that he would do something, had in mind to something, there's certainly no halachic obligation, not even Mishapara. Mishapara is only if there's morals and so on. Not being Mishane Dibure, even Kol Chalolo Dalma, it means that it's the person is Dovak in Midas HaEmes. The person understands that the Tzura Shlema of a person is when his machshava, his dibur, and his maisa are kule zera emes. Let's understand this a minute. If every word I say is, I stand by a word that I said, then my dibur gets the quality of emes to it. It means that my kaimas adam is that I can think of something, I can express it, and it comes true. If we're talking about a person's rutzen to be daima, to be selma lakim, to be daima kadosh baruch hu, the most profound area that a kadosh baruch hu gave us the ability to be daima kadosh baruch hu is in the nekud of emes. That every dibur is a zera emes. And it comes to fruition exactly the way it was planted. So by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a metzias, it's a chreach. And we could be mishane, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mishane, and it comes whether we like it or not. But Adam can be the same thing. That when a person says something, and the daraga of Dovem Zolvavi is beyond it, when a person says something, and even thought something, so that means my entire mitzias, what I think and what I say and what I do, I want hemshech. If not, then my maisa is really disconnected from my machshava. And yes, sometimes what I think I do, sometimes what I think I don't do. So my asiya is lav dafka, an embodiment of my dibur and certainly not of my machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that koyach of emes, and it's important, like all big nisyonos, mamonos and other inyanim, are tremendous nisyonos. And whenever we look at things as being usser, that, you know, at maximum I'm trying to avoid an isser, it's not easy to be omid ben nisayon. Holding back the water in the dam is not an easy task. Being on the defense all the time is not easy. So whenever we have Isurim, and a person can say that, let's take a mashal in Arayas. A person has a taiva. So if he says it's usur, you have to keep reinforcing the isur. It doesn't engage all the person's strong koyach zanefesh. But if a person says, I am loyal to my wife, husband, etc., I'm faithful, that engages some very deep chalokim zanefesh, and maybe even the deepest chalik of emes. This is what I said, this is what I undertook, this is what I obligated, and this is what I keep. My tzura, my kaimas adam is that whatever it is that my das was maskim, that there was a gemiras das, and certainly whatever I gave my word becomes a metzias. It adds so much more to a person's ability to be omid ben nisayon when he feels that he's doing something very, very positive about it, that he's building a tremendous koyach hanefesh called emes in himself. It's true by nisyonis like Arayas. It's true by inyanim like mamonis for sure. If a person's shaila is it gezeil or not? Is it usur? You know that is something that already half the battle. Mm-hmm. It's basically a person saying be'emes, it would be great to have it. There's this little problem. Like in halacha, there's something called Arya de Ravyale, like there's an issa that's there's a line on it. Betzim, I would like to get to the well. I'd like to, there's a little problem that there's a shtickle line over there. So it's not the pshat that the well is not good to drink from, but they have a problem. So problems have solutions, and halachic problems have halachic solutions. That's the issue with it. But when a person sees himself that the koyach hanefesh, the deepest koyach hanefesh of a person is emes, that what I know to be right and what I was mekabel I do, then it has a very, very different, the person has a whole new area of koyach nefesh to draw on to Mayim Ben Yisrael. The Torah was miyachid these three areas specifically, and maybe the reason by bracha, when we asked about being mafkir the me'ila, we spoke a little bit about this when we spoke in Agarata, but it could be this knech that by dibur I'm able to rectify the me'ila. By saying this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's be'emes, that's what I'm doing with a bracha, it stops being me'ila. I'm not eating this. What I'm doing, when I make a bracha, I have a big box of oranges. So if I eat it without a bracha, I'm taking something that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. When I say this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's and I'm eating it because he wants me to be nana from this world and make use of it, then I'm continuing the line of emes that Kadosh Baruch Hu Nibriya. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't grow oranges because he needed oranges. Kadosh Baruch Hu grew oranges because he wants the people working for him to be nana from it and use that to be Hashem. So when I make a bracha, I'm simply putting the right piece in. I'm putting a little sign, courtesy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Ovi Hashem. That's what I'm doing, and that's why it becomes emes again. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosemes is emes, that's the deepest midah, there's betzim, in a certain sense, the whole bria realizing it's tachlis is the example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, ani Hashem leshanisi, no matter how much detouring dashgacha does, it's all headed to the one place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be. The Torah was miyachid, three areas for me'ila. These are three areas that a person has a profounder input in it. It's the areas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to create the metzias from scratch. And a person can take something and make kodesh out of it. A person can take an ish and make ish out of it. A person can take dibur and affirm the money and keep the money with his koyach dibur or create isurim like koinamis. In these three areas is where we have the area of me'ila. And when a person learns how to look at all these areas with a perspective that his metzias of being Dorei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at its heart, the meat of emes, the person has a much stronger and more satisfying way, and stronger because it's satisfying, way of dealing with these inyanim and confirming the Dave Emes will vav it at the person that the person's midas Emes. Thank you.